The Alaska Supreme Court issued a ruling late yesterday requiring the Alaska Redistricting Board to draw up a new voting district map for the state. An earlier generated map is the subject of a legal challenge by two Fairbanks area voters who claim it disenfranchises them, and the Supreme Court review is the latest step in that case. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Supreme Court has ordered the Alaska Redistricting Board to draw the new map using a process set out in a redistricting case ruling 20 years ago. It puts emphasis on adherence to state constitutional requirements of contiguity, compactness, and socioeconomic integration, with deviations only for federally mandated protection of the Alaska Native vote. Redistricting Board Director Taylor Bickford says the board focused on sorting out complicated rural districts to protect the Native vote, but the court has mandated a different approach.
Essentially, what the court has said is, no, you need to draw a plan that ignores federal law, ignores the Federal Voting Rights Act, is not necessarily drawn to protect Alaska Native voting rights. You just need to draw a plan that complies with the Alaska Constitution, and then from there determine if changes need to be made to comply with federal law.
New voter district maps are required to reflect updated census data every 10 years, and there's always legal wrangling over whether they comply with state and federal law. The Supreme Court review includes a few case specifics. It gives merit to the city of Fairbanks having its own Senate district and to two sprawling House districts, one of which taps urban Fairbanks voters to bolster largely rural Native areas. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is an amicus curiae in the case. Assistant Borough Attorney Jill Dolan says the Supreme Court ruling is good for plaintiffs.
It's going to force the board to take a hard look and to actually make findings as to why it's deviating from the Constitution. So with respect to House District 38, which the trial court found to be not socioeconomically integrated, it will require the board to actually take a look at that and justify that.
The Supreme Court ruling sends the case back to Superior Court to be carried out. Dolan says the court has already set up a process and timeline.
It gives parties until April 2nd to submit proposed plans to the board, and then it gives the board till April 13th to file a notice and a request for entry of final judgment with a court. And then there's some other additional deadlines relating to objections and replies. And the court indicates that it expects to issue a decision regarding the new plan by May 15th.
Dolan says the tight timeline appears designed to keep the process on track and produce a finalized voter district map by a June 1st candidate filing deadline. If that doesn't happen, the Supreme Court ruling says the board can petition to use its contested plan for the 2012 election cycle. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.